From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Lana Bellamy reports in the Times Union that on March 20th, the city of Beacon became the third municipality in New York to pass legislation to prohibit the use of natural gas in nearly all newly constructed buildings and major renovations. The new rule, passed unanimously, takes effect on January 1st, 2024. Emergency backup power, manufactured homes, municipal sewer and water facilities, and buildings designated for occupancy by a manufacturing facility, commercial food establishments, laboratories, laundromats, crematoriums, hospitals, and other medical facilities are exempt, as is any project approved by the planning board before June 30th, 2023. A hardship exemption with the zoning board is sometimes possible. Councilman Dan Amar Blair said in a statement that, and I quote, "Beacon's emissions will only go down from here. We should all be proud of this moment. We turned the ship," end quote. A statewide version of this bill, the, and I quote, "All Electric Building Act," end quote, is currently in the State Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee. Read more about this story in the Times Union. David Smith reports in The Guardian that the Indivisible Activist Group is targeting 18 Republican members of the House of Representatives from districts that Joe Biden won in the election of 2020, including Mark Molinaro. Ezra Levin, co-founder and co-executive director of Indivisible, says of the 18 Republicans, and I quote, "They are basically Marjorie Taylor Greens in how they vote. We have a clear goal, and that is, let's make these folks famous, famous locally specifically. Let's make it as clear as possible to their constituents that they are, in fact, backing up the MAGA majority," end quote. Molinaro is the freshman representative in New York's 19th congressional district. Six of the targets of the Indivisible group are New York Republicans. Read the full story in The Guardian. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that voters in Saugerties March 21st will see a correct ballot, but absentee ballots, the village website, and a bulletin notice in the village office all incorrectly listed the term of the uncontested position of mayor this year. Incumbent Mayor William Murphy is the only candidate seeking a two-year term, and he is on the New Vision party line. While the ballots on Election Day are correct, the length of the mayoral term is still incorrect on the village websites as of 6:17 p.m. the day before the election. Ulster County Democratic Elections Commissioner Ashley Dittus said, and I quote, "It kind of exposes the village to somebody filing a lawsuit. Anybody who's qualified to vote in that election could file a lawsuit, and I don't know how the court would land on it. I don't think there's any case on law on that. I know there's case law if there's somebody who put it on the petition wrong, but I don't know if there's anything like that for elections that boards have run," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, a COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.